Welcome to Game Chat, the video game book club on the internet. This week we're talking about Tiny Echo, which was released back in August of 2017, developed and published by Might and Delight, available on PC and Mac. A little summary of the game is: explore this lovingly crafted world with its odd inhabitants as you deliver messages to spirits. Make your mark in the wordless narrative with a tiny echo. With each of these episodes, we have intros as well as an intro question so that those listening to this can kind of get a feel for who you're listening to and get to know us a little bit better. You know, that's important. This week's question, they always have to do with the game that we're playing, and this week's question is the best physical letter you ever received. So a time that you received a physical letter that was either pretty amazing or made you feel pretty amazing. You know, in such terms. Starting at the top.
This is Franco, and I'd have to go with Publishers Clearinghouse. They always make me feel special.
They really do, don't they?
And then guilt you into buying stuff.
They really do.
Second only to Columbia House. I would have to bookend it with a letter I got confirming my last employment job, and the letter that I got 15 years later confirming my retirement.
Look at you.
Hey.
Getting to retire. Love it. That's wonderful. Thank you. Next.
This is Madeline. When I was in college, a family friend sent me a really fancily, you know how scrapbooking stuff is, stickers and stamps, yes, and fancy pens. So a really fancy card done up like that.
Oh.
That she had made, in the theme of my school, with a gift card for one of the restaurants in town. It was super thoughtful.
Fancy.
For my freshman year. Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you, Mr. Ringwalker.
Aw. That's awesome. All right, next.
Hi, this is Kevin, and best physical letter. I haven't really ever gotten a lot of letters from people.
Sure.
College acceptance letter, I guess.
Well, that's exciting. Yeah. Good one. Thank you. Next.
This is Chris. I think I may have talked about this before on Game Chat. But when I was, won a spot on the Pepsi Play for a Billion game show, TV game show. So just a quick little story. It was funny because I received a letter saying that I had been selected as one of the contestants. And had to, sign some documents and get, the letter notarized and all that stuff. And, told my mother about it. And then it was funny because, told my father and he, didn't believe it at all. Was just completely, skeptical and just, in complete denial over the whole thing. And then I got the packet in the mail, which was unceremoniously dropped off by DHL. And I opened the box, and in the box is this burlap bag with a money sign on it. And then the Pepsi Play for a Billion on the other side. And then inside is just this big, hard cardboard, folder type of thing, with all the proper other documents to fill out, with your login to log into the site to check in, and
fancy,
all these play money dollars and all this other stuff. So that was probably one of the coolest letters and documents that I've gotten in the mail, and I still have it with me too. So because it's You know, I mean, it's something that you don't really throw away because it's,
yeah,
you know, so
super cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. My name is Steph. The first thing that kind of comes to my mind is back when I was in junior high school, I had a, like early junior high school, I had a pen pal that we used to write the letters to each other. Well, that's what a pen pal does. Stephanie, thanks for the definition. Yeah, she lived in California, and this was, you know, I grew up in, like, the sticks of West Virginia, so that was, like, fancy and, like, oh my gosh, like, California, that's amazing. And so, we both had a lot in common. I think we met on a, like, an AOL chat room, I think, and we communicated, like, not only through letters, but also through AOL Instant Messenger. Mm-hmm. But I always loved getting letters from her because, like, they were always on these, like, really cool cards and, you know, with cool stickers inside. And, you know, she always included something really interesting that I was just like, wow, my goodness, so fancy. So, yeah, those were definitely, unfortunately, like, I lost contact with her, so I don't know what she's up to now, but, aww, you know, if you're listening, reach out, which I doubt you are, but, you know, whatever. I hope you're doing well. Yeah. So, oh, that's a really cool bag. Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing those life experiences. We'll get into talking about Tiny Echo. I always want to say this title wrong. I always want to either say Tiny Spark or Little Echo. Tiny Echo, developed by Might and Delight. So this was a fairly short game. This was a game that we kind of slid in when we decided that we didn't want to put ourselves through 2 weeks of torture and play two long games because, you know, we put it off. The game was, I would say, what, about an hour and a half long, y'all?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
I was just going to see what I checked. I clocked in.
I think it was about 90 minutes for me.
Let us know what you clocked in at, Frank.
112.
112. Look at you. Look at you.
101.
Wow. Kevin's doing a speed run. That's cool. I'm not going to look. You just have to take my word that it was like an hour and a half or something like that. So how did you, it was a fairly simple game. So you were just delivering letters, but you had to like do some things before you could deliver the letters to these different creatures around the area that you were able to traverse. How did you feel about the controls in this game?
I kind of wish that they chose not to do point and click and chose to do the directional keys on the keyboard.
Yes.
It took me a second to realize what the heck to do because I don't even know if they gave a description in the Steam store, but I was just kind of like, I don't know what I'm doing.
It took me a bit to figure out, you know, all the aspects of the control, you know, interact. The toughest part was what can you interact with and did my click work? Because some of the reactions to some of the things were very subtle. So it was like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I could never get the aspect ratio to get full screen. Like it had all these different options, and I kept changing them. Just like, okay, well, you're not working with my default. Maybe you'll look at least a little bit better with something else.
Yeah.
And it kept with the exact same aspect ratio, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, I think the game was like made 4x3 or whatever you call it.
Yeah, it was made 4x3. Yeah. It wasn't made widescreen for whatever reason.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I found out later on, I was stuck in trying to figure out some of the things, and then I saw that people had like a thing pop up saying, "Oh, you got this out of like the 13 letters delivered." And I found out you could right click to look around.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that until like I got like 12 of the letters.
Ooh, that's yeah, that's tough.
That's in game.
And it also shows you all the exits.
Yeah.
Yep. It tells you that after you deliver the first letter in that.
Wait, does tell you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, does it say that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or,
yeah.
Like, does it say with text or something?
Yep, it pops up on the screen saying right click to move or to look around.
I might have missed it.
And it'll also pop up a little envelope icon on the little creature that you need to deliver mail to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that and I was like, oh, and I did it once, but I didn't really, but I was like, well, why am I looking around? And so I never used it again, not realizing that. So I didn't do it enough at first to realize that it showed you the exits. That would have been really helpful. Cause that was like one of my things was like, I was like, I didn't know I could go that way. So like towards the end, I just started clicking like all around. Like if I got into a new level, it was like, okay, like where can I go? Where can I exit? Because there were some times that I was like, I mean, because even though it was an hour and a half game, I had to look at a walkthrough once, and I was like, because I didn't know where else to go, and it was like, oh, yeah, go through here. I'm like, I didn't know. So that's cool. That's helpful, then. Very helpful.
It just wasn't a great thing about it. It's just something I noticed. It was a little pet peeve. You go to load the game, right? If you have, I guess maybe a lot of people just played straight through.
I did, yes.
Yeah, but if you like quit and then come back in and do a load, it's like it comes, there's only one save file and it comes up and then it says play and then right next to it, /erase.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Yeah.
And I'm like, man, that's dangerous.
Yes, because I am known to myself for like accidentally clicking the wrong thing. And so, yeah, that's wild. Glad I played it all the way through because I could totally see myself making that mistake.
What did you do for loading? Did he delete it?
There's an erase option right beside the load option.
Oh yeah. I noticed that. Cause my game froze.
Oh,
mm-hmm. When I forget where I was, but I was clicking a bunch, and I guess the game just kind of overloaded and was. Around the first fire.
Yes.
Sequence, my game just ended up freezing after that, so I had to redo the first fire thing.
The little fire spirit. Do you think that another? Because this was a point and click. Do you think that another playstyle would have worked better with the game? I mean, I know that you mentioned that Frank, I think, said that you would rather have had the arrow option than pointing and clicking.
I did. I said
that was Chris.
Oh, sorry, Chris. Yeah.
So like arrow keys.
Yeah, so, I think that would have been nice.
I think being able to walk around freely would have worked.
Well, sometimes I found it almost like, and this, maybe it was just me, but like sometimes like, in certain areas I would click, you had to click in a certain, not in a certain spot, but almost like in a certain path in order for it, for your character to go where you clicked. Cause I would click like one thing and I guess I would accidentally not be clicking in the, whatever the hitbox area is there for it. And, or clicking on like something that wasn't the actual path, but maybe like a part of the scenery, and it wouldn't go. And then I'd be like, oh, I can't go over there. But then I'd click it again, like in a slightly different spot, and it would move. So
like the other thing too, is that I had to end up using a walkthrough for the very last delivery because I could not find, the last creature, and I didn't realize that you had to walk up from the green leaf, like, forest jungle area.
To get the one that's in the little...
Yeah, like, I completely didn't even realize there was an area up there.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah. Understandable.
I didn't... I kind of... my last one was the bird, but I thought you had to do something else, and not just, like, slowly click over to get to it.
Yeah, that one was my last one, too.
Oh, yeah.
The bird with all the eyes.
The scary bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you do them all in order, like, the last one usually should be, like, the one that's... from tree log that falls down.
Yeah, it took me a bit. I didn't know what to do there either. I wasn't seeing the little thing in the tree to click on. But yeah, I did the same thing with the scary creature down underground. I was like, oh, it doesn't, because, you know, it acts really scared. Your character does. And I was like, oh, it doesn't want to go that way. Like, this is bad. Like, maybe this is something... I was thinking maybe I would do something that would clear it up to where, like, I could access it. So then I pulled up a walkthrough, and it was like, yeah, just... It had the... You know, they went straight up, you know, just kept, you know, clicking, and I was like, oh.
Right in front of it.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it was really weird because... It seemed like this game, more than other kind of puzzly point and clicks, had ones where you would do something in one room or in one area, and it would influence something in another room or area that, like, you probably hadn't even been in yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so you did something, and then it showed something else changing in a place you hadn't seen before, and you'd be like, I hope that was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope I didn't do this too early or too late, yeah. Like it was the log, the fog on the fog.
The birds and they.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you have any, I know we mentioned the bird, or the scary one. Did you have any trouble with any other puzzles that you haven't already talked about?
Oh, the one where you had to feed the firefly to the frog.
Yeah, that was a little...
I didn't realize
getting back and forth, you know. It was
like,
yeah.
I didn't know that you had to click on the lightning bug at first.
And then, there were other things too. As you're exploring the game, you, like, once you're pretty much near the end of the game, you start realizing that there's these little, like, secret paths that link the other areas together.
Yes.
I was like, oh, well, that would have been useful to have known, like, several rooms ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kept getting confused in the, I guess you would call it the forest area, because the one path that leads down into, like, the starting home base area is, like, hidden behind a bunch of leaves.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept forgetting that. And I kept, like, going down into the village area to actually get back to the main area.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some of the pathing wasn't exactly... Yeah. In a lot of the areas, wasn't exact. It wasn't obvious. Like, the one underground where you actually just sort of, like, walk through a tree root. And it looks like it's blocked at first, and it's like... And I just clicked on the other side, and you walk right through the tree root. So it's
There's some dimensional stuff. There's one, there's like a group of three or four, like, foxes sitting and, like, drinking tea.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that was the one that I did last, because I couldn't find what else I was supposed to do. Apparently there's a pillow stuck in the leaves up above them.
Yeah.
That you're supposed to click on.
Yeah.
And it just looked like the tree behind the leaves, but
Yeah, I had trouble with that one too. And so, like, I didn't know. I said that one was my last one as well before, like, the actual last one. And I was like, I don't know what I'm
doing. That one was annoying to get to, and I wish
there was no easy way to get there. Yeah,
were you able to, like, shortcut your way back, or did you have to, like, walk all the way back?
I think you had to walk all the way back.
Yeah, that was annoying.
I had to walk all the way back, but that didn't bother me.
They had, like, a thing there that, like, a leaf that looked like it would have, like, turned into a ramp, but it's like, nope.
Yeah. Did you have any favorite deliveries? I really liked, I mean, it was a little sad, but I liked the fire, the little fire sprites. And I also, which wasn't a delivery, but it helped you get to deliveries. And I also liked, the one with the character crying. And then it had like the character that needed water.
Yeah.
And so you had to talk to talking to the character that was crying. Like, it's not bringing the character that's crying to the person that needed water. It's like you talk to them and you start crying because they're crying, and mm-hmm. you go and, well, you do something with the one character, but then you also have to fill all the little pools of water to help the other character as well. But it was very, it was very interesting. It was very empathetic.
Yeah.
I liked the
Go ahead, Ken.
Let them fight.
I liked the bees one.
Oh yeah.
Where you had to cry into all the different water jugs.
Yeah.
I didn't even talk to the guy first. I don't even know what his icon was. I just went and was a like a
little tiny flower.
Oh, okay.
There's no help at all.
Okay, yeah. I just went and was like, hey, there's water jug here, and there's the crying thing. Let me go and cry in all these water jugs.
That's really good problem solving. I had to look up that one. I didn't know how to fill up the water things. But
that's that one, salty watered flowers.
Yeah. Yes.
That one, let's see, the scary one, because I just assumed, like Steph, that once you got to that point, it was like he wasn't going to go any farther. And then the guy who threw the pipe at the one that's like popping up out of the hole.
Yeah.
The
kid.
Had to know it. And then, yeah, so it was like, I had to look that up. How to get, it's just a timing.
I really liked that one.
Yeah.
It's like a little prairie dog popping up out of all the pots.
I didn't know what to do for that at first, and then I realized, oh, there's lids.
Just put the lid on. Yeah. I really liked the frog one, and I really liked that the frog, well, this get into stuff we'll talk about in a minute, but I really liked that the frog seemed to be, like, the god of the night. That's never a connection I would have, like, assigned to.
Yeah.
I really liked atypical assignment there.
Those chicks.
Oh, the little chicks in the
chicks.
I couldn't figure that out at first.
The chicks that would get in your way.
Yeah, where you had to just click on the bird so that the chicks could go back and forth.
And your character's just like, oh, it's really cute. I'm not going to keep walking. There's a cute thing in my path. I'm going to stay here.
Yeah, I'm just going to just look at it. Fine. Yeah. This is fine.
Apparently, according to the store page, the character is called Emmy.
The main character that you play?
Yeah, the eyeball person.
So, going into this game had a really interesting art style. Did you have any favorites in the character designs? Settings, any favorites in the settings or character designs? I liked the main character. That was really interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That also was, I think, put into like the one that I think the character that was crying was just like a large, for those listening, the main character has just a large eye as a head pretty much with like, like a lid at the top and the bottom. I mean, that's what it seems. It sounds freaky, but it's actually done in a very interesting, kind of cute way. So
mm-hmm.
it's not like, freaky or like, ugh, at all. Or at least it wasn't to me.
It's not a beholder.
Right. It's not, well, yeah. Well, there aren't like, you know, 9 or 8, you know, 7 like eye stalks coming out of it either. So
that helps.
Yeah. So, did y'all have any favorite settings or character designs?
I like the clay house thing with the little like fox people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked them too. Mm-hmm. I also like the tea drinking foxes. Something was just fascinating about them.
Oh yeah.
And I also just liked in general the ghost like deliveries.
That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about that when we get to story, but I'm interested to hear your thoughts on that. I also liked, of course, because like when you deliver the letters, it shows, which we can talk about with that with story as well, but it shows like the characters waking up or, you know, with the snap of the fingers after reading the letter. Those were always interesting scenes, I thought.
Yeah.
And whenever you deliver the letter, it's like, the character you're delivering the letter to closes their eyes, and Emmy closes their eyes, and then the shadow reaches out and takes the letter, and then it like pans to another scene where you see them waking up with the letter. It's very weird.
Yeah, yeah. And I felt like the art style kind of worked with like the game itself in a weird way. It all kind of went well together, I think. To music. Any particular thoughts on the music in the game?
I don't know. It just seemed very minimal to me. I don't know. I don't.
You think it worked well with
the game? That set a good ambiance, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if it was like a big orchestral show, it probably would have just felt out of place.
Yes, correct. Correct.
It felt really like rustic, like stuff you'd hear at like a Renaissance festival, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But very like cozy as well.
Yes. Yeah. Going on to the story in the game. So what do you? I'm interested to hear what y'all think is going on with the story. What is happening? Like why? Like why are we delivering these letters? What is happening when the letters are delivered? Who is this character that we're playing?
So I had kind of went on the Steam community forums after playing just to kind of get an idea, but I wouldn't say confirm my theories, but maybe validated them a little bit in the fact that Emmy, or so the creatures that you see in the beginning of the game are basically these people that are praying to these gods or deities for these needs. So you have fire, you have water, fauna, stars, that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all their prayers go down into this fissure for whatever reason. So then Emmy is going and delivering these prayers to these deities or gods or however you want to picture them. And so she's delivering the letters or the prayers. And so it goes into like the kind of like the dreamscape, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And the prayers are open and it awakens like the deity's power to grant that prayer or that need. So that when all of them are delivered, then everything is granted at the end. So So yeah, that's my thoughts on it. So
yeah.
That's basically what I got to do.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I had a hard time. I was okay with what was happening. I if I thought about it too hard, I was like, I don't understand, but no, that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. What?
So are like the delivered things like echoes of like the creature's past?
Oh, it's the prayers of the people that were praying.
Yeah, but like when it shows them, it kind of seems like a younger version or whatever of whatever creature you're talking to.
Yeah.
I think it's like Chris was saying, that's like they're on the spiritual plane. Whereas somehow the prayers are physically manifesting in the fissure in the world of Emmy. I thought it was really interesting that all the people that are praying up at the top kind of are the same, almost the same character design as Emmy. They look kind of like big eyeballs, except they're quote-unquote faces, for lack of a better term, they're blank. They kind of look like almost like pitted olives sitting.
Yeah.
That's what I thought of at first. But Emmy actually has the full eyeball and blinks. You could take it if you really want to read super hard into this game. You could say because Emmy can see and interface with the gods, then she has the ability to see them. So she has the full eyeball.
Interesting. Yeah. I did remember that there was something, a small narrative running through my head when I was playing but it had nothing to do with gods and nothing to do with praying. It was like, in my head, I was thinking, like, I didn't understand the people outside, the pitted olives. But delivering the letters, I was like, oh, like, these people are sad. And, you know, this character, Emmy, is delivering these letters to them. And they're sad. And then when they get the letter, like, that's the whole, like, scene where it shows them in the little box, when Emmy falls asleep and the character closes, and the other character you're delivering the letter to closes their eyes. And then it shows the little, like, picture. And I noticed, like, with maybe not all of them, but a lot of them, like, there was a lot of noise at the beginning, like, when it would show that image. Like, there was a lot of, like, either, like, really loud bees buzzing for the one, or, like, this, like, clamber of, like, symbols or something. And then the finger would snap from the letter, and it would be peaceful. And so, to me, like, in my head, I was like, oh, well, delivering these letters to these people, they were kind of in this funk, but and kind of having these like anxieties or whatever having in their head, but then reading the letters from whomever, like, I just assume like people that loved them, kind of brought them out of that kind of clamber and that kind of darkness. That was my small narrative, nothing to do with like gods and goddesses.
I could definitely see that, because the first one that you delivered to, the bear with the shovel,
I think,
like, whenever it flips over to the spirit realm or whatever, I guess there's, like, incense burning out there, because in all of them it had little smoky stuff down there. And I thought, this bear is trying to fight a forest fire, and he's fallen asleep because of so much smoke, and this message is, like, waking him up so he can keep fighting the forest fire.
Only you prevent forest fire.
Only you.
And then there was also like that cold, the one, I don't even know what it was, but like the one creature that was cold, and when you delivered the letter, it kind of is content.
With the blanket.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I found it interesting that you that the lever. Letters weren't taken by the creatures themselves, but their shadow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Their shadow selves.
That was interesting.
The Naga creature. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I wonder where that plays into the whole god, like, goddess, like, the divine entities thing.
Yeah. Spirits, something.
Interesting. Is there anything else that you would have liked to have seen in this game? Like, anything else you would have liked to have done? I personally would have... I enjoy open games where we can sit here and be like, I kind of think, you know, the story's about this, and I kind of think the story's about this. But I would have liked to have had just a little bit more context as to, like, to at least give me, like, an indication of kind of what they were going for, you know? I mean, because, like, I feel like these story writers and developers can be like, oh, it's up to interpretation all they want to, but you had something in mind when you were doing this. Exactly. So yeah. Clue me in at least on something to, like, grab a hold of, and then you can leave the rest up to my imagination. That's fine. But I felt very, like, you know, at times, like, grasping for straws is like, what does this all mean? What does it mean? So I personally would have liked a little bit more of something to kind of grasp onto story-wise, but...
I was really sad when I realized that you couldn't ride on the boat. You could send the boat going, but then you didn't get to ride on it.
Yes.
Wait, what boat?
The boat at the end.
The log. The big log you release.
Oh.
Right, that's the boat you're talking about, right?
Yeah. I mean, the only boat I think of in there.
I would have liked some, I guess, a little bit more detailed interaction from some of, like, the non-letter delivery people. Because, like, some of them did some interesting stuff, but other ones it's just kind of like, hey, we're going to look at you. And that's it.
Yeah.
Because, like, there was the ones by the mole gopher guy that, like, went in, like, I don't even know what they did, but they made, like, a kind of, like, a musical rattle noise or whatever when you clicked on them. I ended up getting the achievement for clicking on all the things.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just thinking there would have I hadn't thought while everybody was talking about this. It would have been nice maybe at the end of the game when he goes back to his desk, he looks in his bag and there's like one more letter and it's like to him.
Aww.
You know, it explains what, you know, what the people up above were asking for.
I felt kind of bad for him at the end because like he just kind of went back to his room and like, just kind of like dozed off sitting up. And yeah. I was like,
back to sleep.
Listen. You know.
Well, she sat down and kind of sort of leaned on the desk.
Yeah, he leaned on the desk, though. Where's the bed? The bed. He needs the bed to, like, rest his eye.
I wish there had been, I guess, interaction with the giant sorting letter delivery box. Because it was there. But, like, there's nothing you do with it. It's just kind of like the shelf.
So I felt that there was definitely a familiar art style to this game. And these are the people behind Book of Travels.
Yes. And Meadow and
Chapter. Yes.
Yep.
So, because I was playing it and I'm like, this reminds me so much of like the Book of Travels. And then I'm looking it up and I'm like, yes, they are designing Book of Travels. So.
Yep.
Very excited for that. Definitely makes sense. So, and for those not aware of Book of, what did I say? Book of Shadows, Book of Travels. It's a MMO, I guess, but it's
tiny MMO kind of.
Yeah, and it's just kind of like more exploration and interacting with people that are also playing the game.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it they had a pretty successful Kickstarter campaign, so.
Very interesting. Anything else that you would like to talk about this game that we haven't already discussed?
So, I almost feel like I'm having, like, this mandala effect here, because I could have sworn that that I had played a game, and it was a browser flash game with very similar characters and a similar art style, but not the same story. But for the life of me, cannot remember.
It's from your previous timeline, Chris. It's fine.
I know it has to be, but I'm sure there's. I've played so many different Flash games that back in the Newsgrounds days.
Mm-hmm.
That
yeah,
I'm sure it's there. It's just having to wade through the years and years of.
Right.
Of all of them to find.
Right. So, right. Know. Just to find something that you're thinking of. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm not going to put the effort into it to look for it. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not bothering me that much. So.
Yeah. Anything else that we did not discuss before we get into final thoughts and scoring? Okay. Well, I've already done a little mixaroo with the name, with who's going in what order here for scoring. So we have myself, Kevin, Madeline, Frank, and then Chris. Well, let's see here. Oh God, I hate going first. I had a couple of issues with the, you know, as far as like the pathing and stuff for the controls and, I mean, it was an hour and a half long game, and I enjoyed sitting there playing it. I mean, it was an interesting time. I think because it was so kind of like weird, and you know, and I liked the art style, like it kind of, you know, kept me guessing and kind of kept me kind of like my mind activated because I was wanting to see if something else was going to be revealed as far as story goes. Unfortunately, I was, again, a little bit disappointed that, like, there wasn't anything, like, you know, at the end. I mean, they did have the final letter, the 13th letter, but, like, there wasn't anything to kind of give me a better idea of what I just experienced. I would have probably been, I probably would have liked a little bit better if I would have received something like that. Or even something in the beginning. But, you know, I mean, for what it was an okay experience. And I wouldn't, like, recommend this game to people, but I'm also, like, not upset that we played it. So I'm kind of in the middle with it. But, again, the art style's really cool. The idea's really fascinating, even though, again, I wish there was a little bit more story there. But I really like just like the idea of like delivering these letters, and the character design was really fascinating. It seemed like it had a lot going behind it, but they just didn't present a lot of information to kind of go along with it. So I'm going to give this a 7. All right, Kevin?
Fun game. We said the controls were a little bit confusing. I liked the art style. I especially liked the contrast between Emmy's art style and the environment. I wish the story was a little bit less vague. There's a difference between leaving stuff up for interpretation and leaving a story up for interpretation and giving enough information for the person taking in the story to understand what's going on. It's kind of hard to word it. But it's definitely not a game for everyone. I'd give it like a 7.5.
Awesome, thank you. And Madeline?
I liked how vague the game was. Sorry to be the combo breaker. I loved the art style. I thought the music was like just exactly what I would have wanted to go along with something like this. I wish the game maybe could have been a little bit longer. Maybe had not like more letters to do, but maybe like you could go back once you had delivered all the letters and interact in different ways with the characters or something else. That would have been nice. I did get stuck a couple of times. It would have been nice if it was, as some other people have mentioned tonight, if it was slightly more intuitive to where the paths were in the game, so you could make sure that you had gone everywhere that you could before you gave up and pulled out the walkthrough. I will give it an 8.
Very cool. Thank you. And Frank?
Pretty much, yeah. It's a nice little diversion of the game. Yeah, could have went for a little bit more of what was going on. And nice, you know, I pretty much agree with everything. Yeah, Steph stole my review. So, that's all right. No, well-written and intelligent, I must say. So I would, too, would give it a 7.
Awesome. Thank you. And Chris?
Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed the what we got. I mean, I just wish that there... I think, like I said before, using the directional arrows or the WASD keys would have been kind of a little better way of moving about in the game. The art style was just absolutely beautiful. Just one of those things where you could just screenshot some of it, just print it out and hang it on a wall type of thing. Not just a desktop on your computer. I think it would have been better to have, I think, more puzzles, maybe. Or just a little bit more. Either more explanation or just more in general. What that more is, I don't really know. But I think it just needed a little more. If that makes any sense at all.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, with what everyone else said, I think the music, just the sound design in general, was just done very well. And I liked the mix between almost realism with the backgrounds and everything, mixed with sort of cartoonish, in a way, characters and everything. But yeah, I mean, it was a fun, kind of thought-provoking, short little taste of a game, I guess. And I don't know, I kind of want to give it an 8.5.
There weren't any dogs in it either.
I mean, there was like a wolf type of thing.
Oh, in there. I forgot about that.
So, I mean, there was a canine, but I mean, yeah. he was kind of mean and blocking a path that you had to smoke him out on.
Oh, that's
so.
Right. Yeah.
And, well, some of the creatures were fox life, which are kind of canine.
So. This is true. All right. Thank y'all for discussing this game. I will get those scores totaled and posted on our Discord and Facebook and Twitter, probably this evening. Our next game chat next week is going to be on Gris, which is released back in December of 2018, developed by Nomada Studios and Blitworks. A summary of the game is, Gris is a hopeful young girl lost in her own world, dealing with a painful experience in her life. Her journey through sorrow is manifested in her dress, which grants new abilities to better navigate her fated reality. I personally love this game, so this will be a very interesting chat for me.
So
that's our next game chat that we talk about that next week. Our next month chat, and then after Gris, I think we're talking about Kathy Rain, which would be fun too. Our next month chat is on October the 6th, which is Return of the Obra Dinn, which is also an interesting game. And one of these days we'll talk about Dragon Age Inquisition. One more game chat. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play Podcast under The Game Chat for all past and current shows. You can keep up to date on what's going on by following us on Twitter at @the_game_chat and search for us on Facebook under Game Chat. Leave us a review or a question or a topic for a current game. We might just read it on the show. You can email us those at chatwithus@thegamechat.net or send us adorable pictures of dogs at notenoughdogs@thegamechat.net. Come back next week where we're chatting about Gris. So until next Tuesday, thanks for listening, and I'll chat at you later. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.